This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Welcome into the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. In the second hour, Al is back with KER Politics. And in this first hour, when we talk about economics and the investing front, boy, do we have a lot to talk about. I'm happy to report that I am back safe and sound from my recent site visit to Revival Gold. Very positive in my eyes for that site visit, and we will be chatting a little bit more about that in, well, the following week. To kick off this show, I am chatting with Mark Chandler, head of global currency strategy at Brown Brothers Harriman. And Mark, let's get right into it. Talk about the central bank meetings that we got this week. The Fed came out with a general hawkish statement outlining two more rate hikes this year after hiking rates on Wednesday. And the ECB said that they will be ending their bond buying program at the end of this year and potentially starting to raise rates about midway through next year. What was your takeaway from both of these central bank meetings and the overall general hawkish nature?
Yeah, no, let's begin with the Fed then. I think the Fed was as hawkish as anybody could have imagined. They basically tweaked up their growth assessment, and the economic data in the U.S. is coming in still fairly strong. A lot of people are looking for this bounce back in Q2 after the disappointing Q1. I'm seeing a lot of estimates around 4% for Q2 GDP in the U.S. And, of course, we had that small pickup in inflation reported earlier in the week. And so what did the Fed do? They said they signaled basically a small acceleration of rate hikes. They revised down their unemployment forecasts, and they basically gave the sense that the Federal Reserve had been moving towards, they still regard policy as accommodative, but they made it clear that policy was going to go beyond accommodative. That is to say that by in 2019 and 2020, the Federal Reserve expects the Fed funds equilibrium level, actually the Fed funds level, to be above the long-term target rate. And so that is, the Fed's going to move from easy, accommodative, to neutral, and then towards actually outright tightening. And so, but I think the remarkable thing, when everything's said and done, is the dollar initially rallied on this hawkish FOMC statement, and then reversed, settled down its lows. And one of the reasons why I think it fell down its lows was because people were anticipating a hawkish ECB meeting today, the day after the Federal Reserve's hawkishness. And sure enough, the ECB struck me as fairly hawkish. And by hawkish, I say two big things they did. One is they gave us a clear end date for the end of the year to finish up their asset purchases. Many people, including myself, did not expect them to come out with such a hard, we're going to finish them in December. I thought they would say something like, we're not going to have a hard stop, which meant they would taper in Q4. In addition to giving us a hard stop, they also told us, gave us details, more than I expected, about the tapering in Q4. And instead of going, so they're going $30 billion through September, and they said they're going to do $15 billion a month, October, November, December. And so I took this as another sign of the ECB's hawkishness, and they provided that this is what the hawks wanted. Specific details, how they're going to wrap it up, end date, and that's what they got. And I think that we saw the same kind of thing. The euro initially made new highs for the move, getting up to 118.51, highest we've been since basically the middle of May. And shortly thereafter, seeing those highs, which is right about where options were struck today at 118.50, the euro has reversed and is having a big outside day, perhaps a key reversal, where it takes out the previous day's high, previous week's high, and then closes, likely, well below the previous day's low and below the previous week's low. So it's going to look pretty ugly on the charts. But in addition to this Federal Reserve, ECB, there's another story that is weighing on the euro here, and that is German politics. What the problem is that there's a province, a very large state in Germany, which is really its industrial heartland, Bavaria in the south. They have elections in October. And they, the CSU, that is Merkel's sort of sister party. Merkel's in the CDU. This is the CSU, which is like her party, but state party in Bavaria. And they are facing a strong challenge by the AfD. That's the populist, anti-immigration party in Germany. And so the Seehofer, the premier, is taking a pretty hard line, and Merkel and him are clashing. And there may be a vote of confidence ahead of the weekend in Germany, and some people are saying, talking as if Merkel may not survive. And that is weighing on the euro. But I suspect that if, despite the slide in the euro today, about 2.5 cents from the high to the low, I think most of this is ECB. But I think if people really thought that Merkel was not going to be there a week from now, I think the euro would be much lower, several cents lower than they're currently trading. And I think that people have, Merkel's rivals have consistently underestimated her. I think that nobody really wants an election now, in a national election in Germany, because the AfD and the anti-immigration feeling is so strong, and the AfD does look like it's rising in the polls. And so I think that it's a mess, but I think that Merkel, who consistently is underestimated, is going to figure a way out of this one, like she has in the past, a compromise on immigration.
Okay, so overall, yes, both of the central banks were hawkish. I still look at the Fed as being more hawkish, mostly because the ECB, yes, they did give us some timelines, but in terms of the rate hikes mid-next year, a lot can happen with that, and I think that a lot of the markets are saying there's so much weakness still in Europe in general that that's why I continue to see kind of the euro generally trending down here. One other comment I quickly want from you here regarding the Fed statement is that interest on excess reserves. The Fed increased this interest. They really want the banks to be putting some more money into the economy. Do you think that's going to work?
Well, I tell you the truth. I think that the reason the Fed went to, here's what the Fed did, right? They hiked the Fed funds target rate by 25 basis points, but they hiked the interest on reserves by only 20 basis points. And here's the problem we're having. Some of the U.S. Short-term market money market rates, some repo rates, have been creeping up through the top of the Fed funds target range. It seems as if then the Federal Reserve may be losing some control on these money market functions, because it wants the Fed funds target range to be like the key. And so at least what Chairman Powell said, by lowering the interest on reserves by about by 5 basis points lower than it was previously, that is, you get the 25 basis point hike, only 20 basis points on the reserves, and they think that that might help give greater control to the money markets. I am not so convinced. We'll have to see how it pans out. This is really unknown waters, really, because remember, before the crisis, the Fed had a fixed point target for Fed funds. 3.25, 2.5. And now the Fed's got this range, and it's just not clear if changing the interest on excess reserves is going to be enough to offset some of those other factors that have been pushing up those repo rates, for example, the flood of T-bills. And this week already, you know, Monday, Tuesday this week, the Fed's issued well over $100 billion in T-bills. And so we still have this sort of ongoing flood of short-end paper from the government, treasury paper, and that might be a bigger role than just a small tweak on those on the interest on excess reserves. But like I say, it's uncharted waters. The Fed is sort of taking a rather benign stance, a small step, and let's see if that works.
Okay, Mark, interesting comments, a lot of data and a lot of central bank news that have come out this week. A lot to be paying attention to. Again, a more hawkish stance from the central banks, but not a straightforward path, especially for Europe. And the U.S. looks really strong right now, but sometimes some of this data and some of this optimism can turn all of a sudden. Everybody who wants to check out what Mark is writing about and thinking on a daily basis, go check out his website, marktomarket.com.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Avi Gilbert. I think a lot of our listeners know Avi quite well as the Elliott Wave trader. I will post a link to his site on the posting on our website. Avi, let's get right into it and first and foremost talk about the precious metals. A real mixed bag leading into Friday, and then Friday, the precious metals really taking it on the chin. As we are recording this right before the close on Friday, Friday. We're seeing gold try to fight back a little bit, but it is still down over $20. Silver is down over 50 cents right now, which is actually over 3%. So silver getting hit hard, gold getting hit hard. What does this do to the charts in your eyes?
Nothing. I mean, it's really giving us the final drop we wanted to see on this. I mean, we've been just sitting up at resistance for weeks. I mean, you look at the GDX, for example, it's been going sideways for weeks. And I've just been saying, you know, we're just hitting our head and we need that final flush, you know, to finish off this downside pattern. And we're finally getting it. So, you know, my preference is for this to be over in the next week or so and then start seeing some real bullishness again.
So what are some of the lower numbers, let's say, that you're looking at for gold?
Oh, GLD, I mean, as long as we hold the 119 to 120 region, I don't see any concern. If we break 119, yeah, I'll have some concern. But as long as we hold over that 119 to 120 region, you know, I'm looking for the next rally to take us through 123. Once we get an impulsive rally through 123, I think we're setting ourselves up for that breakout this year.
Okay, and talking about a breakout, then you're thinking a breakout above those 2016 highs?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Let me pull up my gold daily chart. What I'm looking for is another rally up to about the 125, 126 region, a corrective pullback that, you know, will take a little bit of time. And then, you know, later this summer, I think we can see the fireworks that everybody's been waiting to see. As long as we hold that 119 region, you know, I think we can see some real fireworks in this market on the upside starting towards the end of the summer.
Okay, so you still have quite a bullish outlook for the metals, and I do agree with you. Even that drop that we are seeing today on Friday is not damaging any sort of the middle or longer-term charts. As gold has been trending up, it's just been that resistance point that it just cannot seem to get over. But if it happens at the end of the summer, actually a little bit earlier than I would think it would happen, let's talk about silver, because silver has been trading in an even tighter range than gold. With, you could argue, a little bit more of a slightly more downward bias rather than gold trending upward. What are your technicals saying here?
Silver is an absolute mess. you know, right now, you know, I'm just looking for the next turn up here. You know, from a micro standpoint, we nailed the high yesterday. I mean, the market literally moved within a penny of the blue box target that I had on the upside, and then we turn right down, and we're sitting right now, right down to the top of the next target that I had on the downside after the top hit. So, you know, right now, the micro chart is hitting fairly well, but the bigger pattern over the last several months has been a lot more complex. So, if we can hold that 1620, 1625 region, then we have an opportunity to turn back up pretty hard. But if not, then, you know, we're probably going to retest that 1580 to 16 region.
Now, what does it tell you regarding just how tight of a range this has been in for a market, and we can even throw GDX in here, that is typically more volatile, especially for GDX. It has been such a tight trading range for now about a year and a half. What does the boringness mean to you and the charts?
Well, when it comes to the GDX specifically, I mean, first of all, I've not expected that this is going to take a year and a half. You know, when we bottomed back in late 2016, actually, off of that big retrace and had that big rally, the pullback into the May timeframe, at that point, at that May timeframe, we had the setup to break out, and we have been sitting in that same setup to break out now for just over a year. So I'm looking at this as last May we were ready to break out, and we've been sitting in the same setup now for the last year since May of 2017. you know, when we look at the miners, when we take apart the individual holdings within GDX, you know, I'd mentioned this last time, you have this push-pull. You have some of those miners that just look really, really phenomenal, and you have other miners that are lagging the rest of the market. You know, the lag is what's holding back the GDX all this time. So I'm not crazy about the GDX being representative of the market. I think you really have to be looking at this on an individual basis until all the individual stocks within the GDX have truly bottomed and begun their next major rally.
I think that's a very good point, and something that we're all waiting for is a broad sense bottom for these stocks. It's still a very selective market, I think, which just goes to show that a very select few people are actually in there playing this market. We're not seeing money flow in a broad sense, and that's why we're seeing a number of stocks lag compared to some other stocks outperform. Let's talk about an actual stock that you've been following, ABX, Barrick Gold. You mentioned it to me off mic that this chart has your interest. Barrick, again, it has been trending down since that pop in 2016, and you look back at levels where it's trading, we haven't seen these levels, well, once we go back past prior to 2013, the whole way back to 2003. What is interesting to you about this chart?
Well, back in, it was around September of 2017, I put out a buy zone because I expected the ABX was going to lag and was going to be pulling back a lot more. So I put out a buy zone for my members from 1075 on the low end up to 12. And the market spiked down right into that buy zone and then spiked right out of it. So to me, that is a signal, it's a sign, you know, that buy zone should hold. So clearly we have our stops easily under there, but I think we should be raising our stops on this on the smaller degree. I've got 1170 now as the level that I really need to see hold on this. And as long as that level holds on this pullback, the next resistance region resides between 1440 and 1485. Ultimately, you know, the perspective that I have is that I think the ABX is telling us you don't need to necessarily have a tremendous amount of FOMO, fear of missing out in this complex.
All right. Hey, Avi, always great chatting with you. Thanks again for taking some time this weekend, and I hope you have a great weekend. Everybody, stick around. I am going to be right back with a few more comments on the resource sector. Thanks again, Avi.
Thank you so much.
Find out more about today's guest. Visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Well, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. In this segment, I am following up on some more resource comments, talking with John Kaiser. John, let's talk about some of the news that we saw this last week out of a company that we follow on the KE Report, that is Skeena Resources. We finally got some drill results, or just one drill result, from that 200-foot-wall corridor. This, for anyone who hasn't been following, is an area that Skeena is looking at that is unexplored, close to that twin zone that was mined back quite profitably and that the company has continued to drill around. But looking at this 200-foot-wall corridor, they're looking for what would be considered a new discovery, hopefully finding another twin zone, which would be a huge driver for the stock and for the overall company. Can you share some of your thoughts on these drill results that we saw out of Skeena and even the bigger picture of looking for another twin zone in this property?
Well, the company's goal is to deliver somewhere between 500,000 to 1,000,000 medium to high grade ounces that were left behind when Barrick pulled the plug on this project. Exploring for parallel zones adds the potential for increasing this even more. They have a parallel operation going on at the C zone from the SK Creek, former SK Creek mine that they also optioned from Barrick. That's going to be a lower grade underground resource. And the scenario that I see emerging here is possibly a blended operation where they pull sort of lower grade ore from the C zone, mix it with high grade ore from the SNIP project. And ultimately, what you really got to think about too is Kirkland Lake Gold is very much into high-grade gold operations, and Skeena is really setting itself up for a takeout. It's interesting that Kirkland Lake is a 20% owner of SK Mining's SIB project, where SSR Mining is conducting another $4 million worth of exploration, looking for another traditional VMS-style SK Creek deposit. SSR had the opportunity to acquire this land that Skeena got. It declined to do so. If they don't hit on the SK Mining at the end of this year, they will likely pull out. But then we have a scenario where Kirkland Lake could end up doing a roll-up of this entire area and its potential. So I'm baffled that Skeena Resources is drifting here at 40 cents. Gold is holding steady at 1,300. The Hope Management's whole focus is to deliver ounces that work at this price. But we're in this market where, you know, this market wants to see brand new, spectacular results to care, or it wants to see a seriously uptrending metal price, in this case gold. We're not seeing either of these. All these incremental results for Skeena, they make it better for, you know, existing shareholders to keep holding their position, but it also makes the stock much more enticing for people on the sideline wondering, so they're delivering, the market's not caring, we're getting better value all the time as the fundamentals improve. So it's, Skeena baffles me. I recommended it at 70 cents earlier this year, so I'm down a whopping almost 40%, and the company raised money, it's well-financed. I just shake my head, Corey.
So, John, regarding, again, the drill result from that 200-foot wall corridor, and touching back on what you said, yes, they are continuing to look at the C-zone, which we hopefully should get a resource out of, and resources have, or at least have the potential to typically move some of these stocks that are looking at old systems. But that drill result out of that 200-foot wall corridor, it was about 5.87 grams per ton gold over 8.6 meters. This included a high-grade 1.5 meter that measured 26.2 grams per ton. This isn't a bad drill result. It definitely is or should provide some confidence that we do need to be paying attention to future drill results from this area, though, correct?
Yeah, this is a narrow, high-grade vein system, and so these results are what you're expecting. The 1.5 to 2 meter interval of mining width at very high grade. You dilute it a little bit further to make it a larger adit that you're driving through this. But what the market wants to see is a resource. It doesn't want to wait to stitch all these numbers together, to follow them. The expectation is already that they're going to deliver 500,000 ounces. And all this news is just incremental contribution to the fulfillment of this expectation. The only thing that I think will really move the stock is visible ounces, a resource estimate. This is the problem with old systems, old discoveries. Unless you come into something new that's completely bigger and better than was historically mined, the market will not care until it gets those 43-101 numbers. These results are not something new and different about what was known from the system. And the argument is that there was stuff left behind, which is still available for mapping out through delineation drilling and turning into a resource. But the market doesn't care about that type of story.
And to your point, something that I just said, too, is that what does seem to move these stocks is if they put out a good resource. That's just the market we're in, though, right? Nobody is chasing any of these stocks. They are waiting for proof that there is still a significant resource there. You want to comment there, John?
Yes. And of course, if we have an upwards trending gold price, then the glass goes half full and everybody expects, yes, they're going to deliver the resources and those lower grade ounces will be dragged into the money. So we're going to win at the end of the day on multiple fronts. But right now the glass is half empty. There's concern, well, maybe they'll only limp along with 300,000, 400,000 ounces, and maybe the grade will be lower than they're hoping, and maybe gold will sag back to 1,100 or something like that. This is the mood of the market right now.
Okay, a lot to cover there. If anybody has follow-up questions for John, please be sure to email me. I'm always happy to put those back in front of John. But, John, let's wrap it up with that quick discussion about this whole back to America for these metals that the U.S. have been declaring as critical metals that brings some more bullishness to some of these sectors in terms of looking for production assets that can be brought online and can help to satisfy what we need in terms of U.S. production. Well, how do you think the investment strategy should be taken by investors when they're trying to balance out potentially this renewed demand, but also the fact that they need to find companies focused in the U.S.?
I think back to America exploration boom is going to get a lot of traction, especially if Trump succeeds in pulling the plug on this rules-based globalized trade order, and you get countries circling themselves up and not dealing with the United States anymore and getting into conflicts and then putting in export quotas, sort of like we saw with the rare earths in China in 2009. And the United States is the world's biggest economy. There is this crazy push to make it an autarky where everything is self-sufficient, everything is made in America. But the country has really lagged in terms of developing its resources.
For everybody listening on the radio, unfortunately, we are out of time. But John and I did continue our conversation. We also talk about another company that he thinks provides an opportunity for investors thanks to some recent news that was not presented very well. And he thinks, who knows, maybe management might be overlooking some of the facts that could help the company move higher. If you want to hear that full interview, come to our website, kereport.com. Click on the weekend show posting for hour one and check out segment three, where that full interview will be posted. Everybody, stick around. I will be right back to wrap up the first hour with Jeff Dice.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Well, welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I am joined by Jeff Deitz, the president of the Mises Institute. And Jeff, what we're going to talk about is the Federal Reserve. We did have another Fed meeting this week and another Fed rate hike, plus some more guidance for two more rate hikes this year. Before we get into the Fed and interest rates, let's talk about the Federal Reserve Chairman, Jay Powell. He is, in a way, well, something that you and I mentioned off mic, almost a breath of fresh air in this role, simply because he's not an economist. Some people think he's more of a banker. He actually has more of a legal background as well. What's your takeaway from, well, Jerome Powell being the leader of the Fed, someone a bit different than we're used to?
He's an interesting guy. There's a great writer out there, a lady named Danielle DiMartino Booth, who worked at the Dallas Fed with Richard Fisher for many years. And so she gave me some background and some intel on him. He's a lawyer. He's not an economist. He's not a PhD. And she says also personally, in terms of his personality, you know, he's not a wonk. He's not a math whiz. He's not a technocrat. That's not his style. So that's going to be interesting to watch. And he's engaged in a campaign to make Fed speak less obtuse. In other words, to have really plain spoken press releases. For example, Danielle pointed out the other day that his most recent release was only 300 words and they averaged 800 words. So take from that what you will. But look, the guy's coming in to the job in an impossible time. We've had virtually zero, near zero interest rates since the crash of 2008. So any amount of rate raising, any amount of tapering of QE is going to paint him as a Fed hawk, right, as a money tightener. There's no other way he could be portrayed, because it's hard to get any looser than zero unless you want to go into negative interest rates. So he comes in at a really difficult time, because raising interest rates, of course, is going to mean that debt service for the U.S. Congress on federal government debt is going to go up. And if interest rates were just at historical averages of 5 to 10%, the 300 odd billion we spend every year paying interest on Treasury debt would quickly rise to $1 trillion, Corey, and then it would be the single biggest item in the federal budget every year, more than Social Security, more than Medicare, more than defense. So, you know, the guy's in a tough spot, but I'm sure he's brilliant. Most Fed chairs have been. And, you know, he's not an Austrian. He's not someone with whom I would probably agree on how whether central banks ought to exist, and if they do, how they operate. But I think we need to give him a chance and hear what he has to say and hope that he surprises us.
One thing that I am taking away from him, some of his recent comments regarding the U.S. equity markets, he, I think, has a bit more level head, understanding the situation he's in with this extra long economic expansion. And from a Federal Reserve that has been almost too focused on market moves, he's at least said that he is okay with some market volatility and with some pullbacks in the market. This is, again, a bit different than what we've seen out of prior Fed presidents. You have any comments here, Jeff?
Yeah, it's so important. I don't agree with the notion that the Fed is independent of Congress or independent of the president or independent of politics. I think both history and the mechanisms by which Congress set up the Federal Reserve Act itself belie that statement. That said, this guy has shown a little bit more of an independent streak, and it's refreshing to hear a guy imply, at least, that he's not beholden to equities holders who, in general, not always, but in general, are among the wealthier people in any society, and say, look, you've been on an awfully good run. We've had some historical highs, and that's not necessarily going to go forever and ever. Because remember, one of the Fed's dual mandates is price stability. You know, they have an employment mandate and an inflation mandate. How come we never apply that second mandate, the inflation mandate, to equities prices? Why doesn't anyone say, oh my gosh, there's crazy price appreciation in equities? And here's the thing, Corey. I hate to pick on Amazon because, man, does my wife love Amazon Prime. I got stuff showing up at my house that I don't want to know. But the thing is this is not a startup. This is a public company. Amazon has been a public company for 20 years. It doesn't pay dividends. It has very little in the way of earnings. It's had a couple of earnings profitable years, but not much. But year after year after year, the stock price goes up. So if a stock market operates simply in terms of capital gains, not in terms of dividends or actual profit, if it's all just a matter of buying stock to own a company so that you can sell that stock at a higher price later and not receive any benefits of ownership in the interim, then that really is a Ponzi scheme. And so I don't think the stock market should operate as a Ponzi scheme or a casino. I think it should operate to allocate capital to its best and highest uses. And when the central bank is juicing interest rates, I think equities markets get distorted and they stop operating in what's supposed to be their noble function of allocating capital. So we punish good managers. Excuse me, we reward good managers and we punish bad managers. That's what capital markets are supposed to do. They're supposed to move money around more efficiently than for example, central planners could do. So I love hearing Powell say that. I think a lot of the growth in equities markets is ersatz. And if I was a lot more brilliant and I had 16 hours a day, I would be figuring out which stocks to short so that I would become very wealthy, because I absolutely think, especially U.S. equity markets, are overheated.
Well, the fact of the matter is, too, with U.S. equity markets and other equity markets around the world, there's just been so much money created that has almost indiscriminately landed in the markets. And again, we're just continuing to see more rotation within these markets. One aspect of the Fed and its now slightly more hawkish stance has a lot of gold bugs asking and waiting for when the Fed is going to switch course. They point to a few different economic data points, but quite frankly, U.S. economic data has been relatively strong. It's not booming, but it is still in that slow growth mentality. I personally think there need to be a few dominoes to fall before the Fed does any sort of changing of its underlying policy, which is now rate hiking and slowly unwinding its balance sheet. What do you think, Jeff, needs to happen for the Fed to truly switch course?
Yeah, well, slowly unwinding its balance sheet is the key word here, because tapering, so-called, of QE has been minuscule to date. And let's not forget that just since 08, just a decade ago, the Fed has quadrupled its balance sheet. So it has a long way to go before it's anywhere close to really unwinding the monetary base that it has grown exponentially. With respect to gold, here's the thing. I think most hiccups, whether it was a severe crash like 2008 or just some more regional shocks or some more targeted shocks across certain sectors, let's say, I think most of those things actually strengthen the dollar in the short term. Because the dollar is still perceived as the least dirty shirt in the laundry and the safest currency to hold, whether you're actually holding dollars themselves or assets denominated in those dollars. So I think in the short term, some hiccups in the global markets or even crashes in the global markets will probably be good for the dollar. That doesn't mean that the dollar and gold can't both go up at the same time. They can, but it means that gold, as priced as reflected in dollars, might be more, might show more synchronicity rather than moving in opposite directions. But, the thing about gold is I think you just have to look at it as something that's always going to have value. It just never goes to zero. And the happy, heady days for gold might be after your lifetime. So that's not why you own it. I don't think there's never been a time in modern human history or even ancient human history where gold was worthless. And I think if you fast forward to 1,000 years from now, gold will still have some value. So that's why we have an interest in gold. That's why we think gold ought to be a form of money or a backing for an electronic form of money. But in terms of the price of gold as expressed in dollars or other currencies, in the next 5 years or 10 years or even 50 years, I don't much care. I know that, what that price means for gold miners is a whole different discussion. But I don't worry about the price of gold. But I also don't imagine that gold will necessarily skyrocket if things get iffy in the economy generally, because I think the first flight will be to the perceived safety of the dollar.
All right, Jeff. Always great chatting with you. I always enjoy visiting the Mises website at Mises.org. Keep up the good work. Keep those articles coming. And I look forward to having you back on the show. Again, appreciate your time this weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend. Everybody stick around for hour two. Al will be back with KER Politics.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NUTRI, Medical, MEDICAL.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.